Oasis Audio presents Hidden in the Haunted School by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Ghost Stories. Crunch! Benny Alden took a big bite out of his crisp red apple as he sat in the back seat of the family's minivan. It was a late fall Saturday, and he and his brother and sisters had helped their grandfather run errands in Silver City, the town next to Greenfield. They'd made a lot of stops, including at the farmer's market. Benny, who was 6 years old and always hungry, was munching on his second apple, which he'd retrieved from one of the bags of fresh fruits and vegetables tucked near his seat. Now it was late afternoon, and the Aldens were headed home. 12-year-old Jessie put her hand on the cool glass of the minivan's window. She watched trees with red, orange, and yellow leaves whiz by. She thought the leaves looked even prettier than usual in the setting sun. Just then, she remembered the notebook in her backpack. She pulled it out and opened it to check the list of errands they'd made that day. She liked making lists and used her organizational skills to help her family.
"Grandfather," Jessie called to the front seat, "I think we forgot to pick up the dry cleaning."
"Oh, you're right," her grandfather replied. He clicked on the turn signal and turned the van down a side street. "It's a bit out of the way, but I think I know a shortcut to the cleaners." Benny looked around the minivan.
"I don't think we have room for one more thing," he said. "It's crowded in here."
He was sitting next to Violet, his 10-year-old sister, who was busy doodling with her favorite purple pen in her sketch pad.